Glad you're along on Wednesday morning. Last night, months of impassioned rhetoric, TV spots, and old-fashioned stumping came to an abrupt end. Michigan voters soundly defeated Proposal 1, the constitutional amendment designed to fund repairs to the state's faltering roads. The proposal, which was defeated by an estimated 80 to 20% margin, would have increased the state sales tax by a percent, while also sending money to schools and local governments. Turnout at the polls was reportedly low. Unofficial results say less than 20%. The vote now leaves Michigan lawmakers with some hard decisions and maybe few choices about how to proceed with rebuilding critical infrastructure while keeping the rest of its fiscal house in order. Joining me to talk about the aftermath of the Prop 1 vote, Bob Schneider. Bob's Director of State Affairs for the Citizen Research Council of Michigan and a frequent guest on Current State. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you, Mark.
Give me your, I beg your pardon, give me your general take on this outcome. I mean, 4-1 margin, not even close.
You know, the polling data had suggested that it was in trouble for quite some time. I am surprised at the magnitude of the defeat. Polling data was suggesting maybe 2-1, 65-35 split. This turns out 80-20. We've been making presentations around the state trying to help folks understand the proposal, and I know there are, I think different voters were upset by the proposal for different reasons, and it certainly showed in the results, I think, yesterday.
We talked to proponents and opponents of this thing here, especially we really dialed down last week. My takeaway was there were a lot of reasons for supporters to support it. There were a lot of reasons for opponents to oppose it.
Right. And folks, you know, I think folks were a little confused by it, what it did.
Too many moving parts,
A lot of moving parts. I think when we were able to, I think we helped folks understand it a little better. But even then, there was frustration with, I think we saw a lot of attitude that, well, the legislature should have done this themselves. Why do we have to vote on it? The confusion over exactly what the proposal did. And I think it reflects a little bit of this general mistrust, perhaps, of government right now, and a little cynicism on the part of the voters. The most frequent question we got, how do we know this is really going to go to roads, and how do we know that the roads are going to be fixed right? I don't know if between MDOT, county road commissions, something that get the message out and look, we know what we're doing, and here's our plan to address the roads.
Voters just didn't
might
buy
be in
it.
Order, I guess.
So. Yeah. Well, regarding the way forward here, we spoke earlier with one of your peers, a fellow analyst, Alex Rosane. He's director of public policy and economic analysis with the Anderson Economic Group in East Lansing. He talked about raising the gasoline tax, which hasn't been touched since 97,
correct.
I want to say, thereabouts, since the Engler administration. Here's what Alex had to say.
People are pretty willing to pay for things that they see a benefit from, and all that money goes directly to transportation. That's one proposal that would not require a vote of the people or a constitutional change. And I think that might be a simpler solution. People are scared of raising the price at the pump, but we're not talking about a crushing amount of cost if you see some benefit for it, which is to have the roads fixed.
So the question becomes, how politically viable would an increase of the gasoline tax be? Care to speculate on that?
Well, the Senate did this. The Senate passed a plan late last year that would have raised, effectively, it would have been an increase, a phased-in increase of the gasoline tax on the order of what Proposal 1 would have generated in transportation revenues, probably would amount to about a 20-cent per gallon increase in the gasoline tax that was expected to raise $1.2 billion once it was phased in after 3 years. And that looks a lot like actually the revenue that would have went to the roads from Proposal 1. So the Senate has passed a straight gasoline tax increase. And I think that's probably the first place that those who think, we need new revenues, we need to raise taxes, if the solution isn't going to involve the sales tax in any way, That's probably the first place to look is a gasoline tax increase. Is it politically viable? It was in the Senate. The Senate did in fact do that.
Are there enough? Okay, but and that would not require a popular vote since it doesn't involve any tinkering with the Constitution.
Correct. Okay. I mean, the reason Proposal 1 had to go to the ballot was because we raised that sales tax by 1% to do other things, mm-hmm. basically, outside the road issue. A straight gasoline and diesel fuel tax increase wouldn't require a vote of the people.
But are there enough anti-tax forces in the House, let's say, since this has already cleared the Senate? Is there enough anti-new tax sentiment in the House to make this to undo that?
Yeah, that's the key question, and I'd be mindful it passed last year's Senate. There's a new Senate, too, right now, as well.
Okay, correct.
It'll be a political challenge. It's a politically tough vote. I served at the House Fiscal Agency way back in 1997 when the last 4 cent increase from 15 to 19 cents per gallon went into place. And that was a tough vote back then. That was a non-term limited legislator, folks that have been around for, 10, 20 years maybe. And even then, that was a challenging vote. I think it's even more challenging now. You have a lot of new members in the House and you have, relatively... new members even in the Senate.
Has the governor weighed in on just a gasoline tax increase? Do we know where he stands on that?
I know the governor proposed himself a gasoline tax increase 2 years ago in his budget, and the governor expressed support for the Senate plan late last year. So certainly he's expressed support for the idea of a tax increase for roads.
Our guest today is Bob Schneider, Director of State Affairs with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We're talking about the defeat yesterday of Proposal 1 and where we go from here regarding fixing Michigan roads. You were quoted in a Free Press article on Sunday that, quote, there are probably 10 or 15 Plan Bs since we've already addressed the increase in the gas tax as an option. What other options rise to the top in your view in terms of, and let's focus on that political viability. This has got to clear some hurdles.
Right, and that's the key challenge. So, I mean, there have been a lot of speculation as to what could be done to address the roads, everything from the Senate's plan to raise the gasoline tax. Late last year, the House had a competing plan with the Senate that would have phased in a gasoline tax increase but exempted gasoline from the sales tax. So that means we don't pay much more at the pump, but we basically get revenue for the roads, but that takes revenue from the entities that get the existing sales tax, which is local governments,
which Proposal 1 would have done, correct? It would have taken the sales tax off gasoline.
It would have taken it, but then that's why we raised the sales tax, was to not only make those entities whole, but actually generate new revenue for local governments and for public education. You've seen pot for potholes as a concept of legalizing recreational marijuana, taxing it.
That viable?
That's the question. So I'm not certain that that's politically viable. So you need a plan that can pass the Senate, that can pass the House, and that can get a signature from the governor. Or if it doesn't get the governor's signature, that gets a supermajority, so it can override a veto, and that's highly unlikely. So you need a politically viable plan. The only two plans so far that have passed a chamber, and that was last year, not these chambers, but last session, was the gas tax increase in the Senate, and the shift of a phased in gas tax increase and the phase out of a sales tax on gasoline. And so, in the big picture, there are two ways for the legislature to go: raise taxes somewhere to generate new revenue and put that revenue towards the roads, or kind of like the House model from last year, look inward, find existing revenue that we have and reshuffle it, take it from somewhere else and move it into the roads. And that's going to be a very politically challenging issue to address.
Indeed. Last night, shortly after the vote, Democratic leaders from the House and Senate held a conference call. House Leader Tim Grimmel was fielding a question from Bill Ballinger, of Inside Michigan Politics, former Republican member of the House and Senate. You'll hear him in the background of this audio. Mr. Grimal said the public sent a clear message that they don't want to pay more than their fair share and that there are other entities that need to shoulder the load. Let's listen.
They want to make sure the corporations, the wealthy and the well-connected, pay their fair share. And we're going to work in a very bipartisan way. We're going to get back to work tomorrow, Bill, roll up our sleeves, and try to forge a new bipartisan arrangement to move the state forward.
In what way?
A way that makes sure that everyone, including corporations, pay their fair share moving forward.
What do you make of that comment, Bob?
Well, it sounds like, I'd hate to put words in the Representative Grimal's mouth, but I mean, it sounds like he's referencing the tax restructuring from 2012, where the Michigan business tax was repealed, replaced with the corporate income tax. That was a real significant reduction in taxes for business entities, and then shifted that tax burden through the income tax. That was where we got rid of some exemptions for pension income and so forth. That was a very significant tax revenue shift, tax burden shift.
Is he on to something politically viable there, or is he playing his role of partisan rabble rouser as one of the Democratic leaders in the House?
I think there are members of the House that would certainly vote to undo what was done in 2012, but there are many members of the House that would not vote for that as well. That would be a tough vote. If what he's suggesting, reading between the lines, is going back and restoring the Michigan business tax and using that revenue for roads in some way so that businesses pay their fair share, that's going to be a political challenge as well.
We've got another clip from that exchange between Tim Grimal and Bill Ballinger. Mr. Ballinger pressed him to reveal specifics about the Democrats' plans going forward.
Well, there are a lot of things that could mean, Bill, and certainly we could speculate on what the Republican majority may or may not go along with. But ultimately, if we're going to pass good policy, we've got to come up with something that the Republican majority that controls every institution in state government right now is willing to allow a vote on.
Well, you came up with a higher percentage of votes in both the House and Senate than the Republicans did for Proposal 1, which got creamed by the voters today. So the voters rejected your plan.
Any questions?
Oh, I had to run that by you just to get your response.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows there's a lot of political elements to this debate, and Representative Grimal's going back to revisit some tax policy changes from a couple years ago, but I think in the end, it will be interesting. I think the key, an important key will be now in terms of what's next. Do we have what Bill Ballinger said, and indeed was correct? You had sort of a bipartisan vote this time to put Proposal 1 before the voters. Is that going to be the plan this time? Will the Republicans need to put up? Will the Democrats, will rest with the Democrats. Will they be willing to share some votes with Republicans to put an alternative on the ballot? Will the Democrats say, look, this is your ball now, ball's in your court now. You put up the votes for a plan. It'll be really interesting to watch the politics play out as Plan Bs are discussed.
To be sure. Bob Schneider is the Director of State Affairs with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Bob, many thanks for being here
today. Thanks so much.